Teira od tetzave pei aleph. Five lines in the end of the page. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that L'chaira, the beginning of Pasuk is said by Meshe Beinu Tomi, and by Aaron Akoyin says Me'erev HaBeikim. So he starts explaining that Aaron is Shushvina de Matrinusa, the accompaniment, because they're embarrassed to go alone, and therefore Aaron is the one that basically, what he defines it to mean, is the one that brings Simcha into the Yidden, and that's the level of Asher Kidshanu b'mitzvah, the level of Asher, which is Tainug, and that's the level that Aaron HaKohen does. So he says, K'meshe Kosek, the Pasuk says, five lines in the end of the first column. Gan Eden of the Lashamra, Hashem put Adam Rishon into Gan Eden to serve and to work of the b'mitzvah saseh. The Medrash says, what's lo of the Ulashamra? The double expression. Aveda is positive mitzvahs. You know, and Shamra, like we said, he Shamra, the Gemara he says, is negative. So he says that the love the b'mitzvah says, Shaydei ha-mitzvah su'eis ha-gan Eden. He makes the level of Gan Eden, Hainu, what does that mean? Shemam shechbeziv ha-shechina. He brings down upon himself the ray of the Shechina, lehon is but tzadikim. That the tzaddikim could enjoy it. That they enjoy godliness in the level of Gan Eden, shutainig nifla, which is a tremendous enjoyment. The enjoyment of neshamis in Gan Eden is infinite, and that's what happened when a person vayinicheu beGan Eden lo of the ulushamra through avoida of positive mitzvahs, you enjoy Gan Eden. How do we see? It's a tremendous pleasure because Chayin Amar Alach Gemara says about Acher Motiv the Ladina. It's worth for him to be judged in Gehenna for all the terrible things he did to come to Gan Eden, meaning Shekol Yisuri Gehenna. All the torture and punishment of Gehenna Kedai Lizbal is worthy of tolerating Bishvil Kabbalah's Tainuk Elam Abba. In order to get Olam Haba. So you see that Olam Haba is a tremendous, tremendous pleasure of godliness. Or Kamayim al Rabbi Akiva. Like Rabbi Akiva, when the Gemara says about Rabbi Akiva, Shirokav Godol Shalakum. The Gemara at the end of Makkah says, the famous story, Rabbi Akiva was walking with the Chachamim, and he saw this tremendously big, beautiful, gorgeous city of Rome. Zachak, and he laughed. And they cried. So they asked him, why are you laughing? He said, why are you crying? He said, what do you mean? Look at this powerful Rome. It destroyed the Jews. And he said, Rabbi Kiva laughed. And what did Rabbi Kiva say? Im le'evir etzei nikach. If the sinners get such pleasure, kach le'esi etzei nalachas kama v'kama. How much more so for the people that do the will of Hashem? Pirush, which means, im yesh habi tanilgum kol kach. If there's so much level of pleasure, for the sinners, which are tainugi elam hazeh, the pleasures of this world, sheyardu in his gashmo v'gashmius elam hazeh v'chum riusi, that came down and became physical in the pleasures of this world, sheloi kederich ishtalshus yidrigas ha-madregas, me'arnza bochum madrega achar madrega. He says, these people got such high, in other words, everything gashmi comes from ruchni. So they had these tremendously great gashmiistic pleasures. It means it came from a very lofty level of ruchnius that didn't even come down. It wasn't a normal type of pleasure. It was like an unbelievable type of pleasure that the goyim had. And he says it felt not like kedusha. They come madrega madrega eishe elashem naflu madrega solyenis to kedusha. Derech nefila miigra rama, but it came down from kedusha. From the high tower to the low pits, therefore they're called Evrei Ritzene, meaning Shavira said that they passed over the road from good to evil. If the old sinners get this, that they get the pleasure that fell down from Shvira Sakelim or Gashmias, How much more so the ones that make the will, which is get done and given to them. Which is the Tainim. There's a tremendous pleasure. What's the Rebbe saying? He's just elaborating that if evil has such level of pleasures, how much more so, Rabbi Kiva said, in the level of Kedusha, which means that when a Yid does a mitzvah, they create the aspect of Gan Eden, which is a super, super level of Tainug of Elokus.
If the going gets it from a level of Makim, comes directly to them, their Tainug, their pleasure.
Right.
How come they have it for such a long time? 2,000 years.
Because Makim doesn't need a Keli, so it doesn't matter. Once you get it, you keep it, because there's nothing to take it away from you. Your bad behavior doesn't take it away.
There's no Keli, there's nothing.
There's a Makiv Dika Keli. There's a Makiv Keli. No, it doesn't come and go.
But for Shin, it's just there.
The Makiv level is
a little. Around it, right?
Yeah, but that brings Gashmi's Dika pleasures.
For 2,000 years?
Yep.
Not more.
And counting.
And there is no time. There is no time in
Ayah. In Makiv, yeah, right. It comes down. It doesn't need a keli. If it doesn't need a keli, it's not dependent on behavior. So then he says, "Shebavadiyas b'taynig nif v'harbe mina taynig ein ketz," which is the source of life of makat taynuk. Okay, so he says now, "Vina taynig." So where does this taynuk of Gan Eden come from? He said, "La'avda," meaning doing positive mitzvahs. Nimshech mina mitzvahs. It comes from the observance of mitzvahs. When a person does a mitzvah, they reveal this essential level of alokus within them. Therefore, mitzvahs are likened to ner mitzvah, the teira or. Mitzvah is likened to a candle, teira is likened to light. Just like when you light the candles. If the house lights up, through doing of a mitzvah, nimshech ziv b'gan Eden. In other words, like this. When we do a mitzvah, we cause more ray to be revealed in Gan Eden. That's what the Alter Rebbe is saying over here.
Those who are in Gan Eden already.
Yeah, but we cause more pleasure for them and for us too, obviously.
After
we die.
So it's like a bank.
Yeah, it's a bank.
For our father or for
everybody. Says Nimshich is began by Gan Eden. You bring more light into Gan Eden. Therefore, the pasuk says all the curses come on the person because they didn't serve Hashem b'simcha v'tov levav mirev kol. Meaning, yesem mirev kol. The reason why. Asher le'avadot, and here, like the Alter Rebbe alludes to in Tanya, he said, Kidua Pirish Arizal. But the Arizal said like this. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya doesn't say what it is, but he says like the Arizal said. What did the Arizal say? Tachas Asher le'avadot, Hashem Elokech, why are all the punishments coming from? Because you don't serve Hashem with simcha, me'rev koil, like you do in abundance of good. When you win the lottery, you know, you're happy. You do a mitzvah, which is infinitely greater than winning the lottery. You know, whatever. It is what it is. And he said, yes, mirev kol ki rev, kol em tanuga elam abav ha-mitzvahs. Tzarech liyas b'simcha, you say to mehem, you need to have more simcha doing a mitzvah, even than the level of Gan Eden. It's interesting, Rashi says this in Chumash. Yaakov told Esav, Yeshli Kol. And Esav said, Yeshli Rav. What's the difference between Kol, everything, and Esav said, Yeshli Rav, I have an abundance.
When did he say that?
When they met.
Yeah.
When he kissed him, whatever. So over there, Esav said, Yeshli Rav means I have an abundance. Into Gashmis. Yeshli Kol means I have everything I need. There's a big difference. I have everything I need, or I have a, So that's the difference. He said, Merev Kol refers to the levels of Kedusha. So when a person does a mitzvah, they have to serve Hashem with a great...
I'm complete and I don't need anything.
Huh?
When he says four, means I'm complete and I don't need anything anymore.
Nothing physical. Right. Nothing physical more.
Right.
Asher is Semech B'chalkei. A rich person is happy with what he has, but that's not in Ruchnias. That's only in Gashmias. In Ruchnias, you can never be happy with what you have.
So you say B'Yakov, you're not called Yakov as well.
No, that's what a kuf.
Yeah, I know.
Did they know what they're saying to each other? Or now...
Yaakov for sure.
Now we are analyzing it. Did they, at that time, like Yaakov really was that high at that time? That
Yaakov Avinu, yeah. But Esav, when he speaks and it's Torah saying that. So that's what the deeper meaning. Now don't forget, Esav comes from a lofty, lofty level. Okay, down here, but Lepearl, in the level of Kedusha, Esav said those spiritual things. Look at all the brachas we have today. We came from Bilam. Matov Alach, Yaakov, Darach Kochem, Yaakov, the whole thing of Mashiach. Everything came from Bilam.
Also, what's written? But Bilam, that's my point. Is Bilam knew what he was saying, or Bilam just was saying the word of
regurgitated? The fact that Hashem made him speak like that, and it's in Torah, means it's the ultimate depth. Even if they don't understand, when Rebbe used to explain a Rashi sicha, Rebbe used to rip apart a Rashi, you know, and explain what Rashi is saying. So then we were learning, we were kids in Masifta, so we were learning by Rabbi Elkan. So we asked him, did Rashi taka think what the Rebbe said? When Rashi wrote the Pirush, did he taka think what the Rebbe says? You know, how the Rebbe explain it or not?
See, so the Rashi knew what he was writing, the way...
That's what I'm saying. Did Rashi know that when he wrote it, that did he have in mind the explanation that the Rebbe was saying?
I gotcha.
So he told us a story. When Tzamach Vav came out, the Hemshech of the Rebbe Rashab, so there was a chassid that one of his sinim came into. So the Rebbe Rashab asked him, what are you learning? So he said, I'm teaching in Tzamach Vav. So the Rebbe said, the Rebbe Rashab said to him, tell us something, you know, tell me something you explained. So on the first page of Samach Vav, there's a bunch of questions. So he said, told the Rebbe Rashab, I explained, you know, I gave an explanation, why the order of the questions on the first page of Samach Vav are the way they are.
That's smart.
Why he asked the questions. So the Rebbe Rashab listened to his explanation, and he said to him, I didn't necessarily think that when I wrote it or said it, but because it becomes Torah, then you could learn it and explain it in a million different ways. Right? In other words, what, like we said, the story of Tzemach Tzedek was arguing, I mean, the children of Tzemach Tzedek was arguing in a bill of parsha about what the Tzemach Tzedek said in the Maimer. They were arguing, Tzemach Tzedek said a Maimer. And there was a dispute between the Rabbi Lopatacher, the great Chassid, and the soldier of the Tzemach Tzedek, what the Tzemach Tzedek meant. So he said, and we argued for a long time. So he said, let's go ask our father. We'll go in. So he went into the Tzemach Tzedek. And Tzemach Tzedek said, like his kid said, not like Rabbi Lopatacher said, of what he said in the mind. So they turned to him, no. So he said, I still hold by my opinion. He said, how could you hold by your opinion? If the Tzemach Tzedek who said it said what he meant. So he said, when a Rebbe says a Maimer, the Shechinah speaks through him. Shechinah medabers mitoch grein neshamot. Once it becomes Torah, it's up open for explanation.
Interpretation.
She said, he has his opinion, I have my opinion. It's not a contradiction to what he meant when he said it. But now it's Torah. What was seemingly interesting, the Rebbe used to give out every week, the Kutas Sichas was every week the Rebbe gave out an edited Sicha, and then they eventually printed it in the books, yeah? When the Rebbe gave out a Sicha for that Shabbos, the Rebbe came down to davening with that Sicha in his Siddur, and during davening the Rebbe was learning his Sicha. We saw it. I mean, the Rebbe took out the Sicha, and he was learning it in the middle of davening. The question is, he wrote it, he said it, he edited it a few times. The Rebbe didn't edit things once. It was edited a number of times. Okay, don't you think he knows what it says in it? Would you take it out again and learning it? Because once it's Torah, it is infinite, it's infinite. Now, did Bilam, coming back to your question, did Bilam, Esav, did they think what they, that's not relevant. They said what they said. So now, it becomes Torah. So Torah is teaching us in the spiritual, in the primus of Torah, in the secrets of Torah, what the debate was between Yaakov and Esav.
What's the threshold for it to be considered the Torah?
What?
What's the threshold for it to be considered when you say infinite becomes Torah?
So it says in the Yom Yom that all the authors through the Shachantaz, all of them were written Baruch HaKodesh, divinely inspired. Afterwards, some yes, some no, whatever. Okay, let's go right there.
Perfect answer, thank you.
So he says, it was a perfect question.
Yeah, whoa, so much compliment. Would I ever get a compliment like that?
You want one? I'll give you such a good guy.
Rabbi, please.
Vine. So therefore, it needs to have a tremendous level of simcha. Vine, kashe yotze malibe, when a person realizes, ki v'shamay mimal v'artin tochas, al kol shavach ma'isi yedach in the heavens, above the earth, below everything, with your praises, it means, pirish. V'shamay mimal is ganeden o'elyon. Okay? Now, speaking about deep levels of God. So B'Shamayim Mimal, he says, means the higher level of Gan Eden. B'Aretz Mitochas is Gan Eden Atach. And then it says, Al Kol Shevach Ma'aseh Yodecha Asiya. That refers to this world. That Ein HaShvach Bo Eilech Elo Shebechines Ma'aseh Yodecha. K'mei Al Derech Moshe, for instance, when you praise a person, he did something. Yeah, you praise him, it's beautiful work. Echo showcase in God, or the way he's a great writer. Or Mitzayer Tziyana, or he draws a beautiful picture. Shashvach as that ain't a gelo chachmosai, v'leilu muhutzi latzmusi. The praise has nothing to do with the essence of the person. A guy is a beautiful artist. Yeah, you're praising his art, not his wisdom. It could be an idiot. It could be a fool. You're not praising his essence. You're praising his work. He says, "Kach kol shav shvach v'hilo shevnim shul began Eden l'nisham es l'tzani gal Hashem bas kolosim v'bas egosim." The whole praise that we're saying of Hashem in Gan Eden ein hashvach hazeh elam shochas ma'isi yodav shalakodesh baruch hu levad. It's only the action of Hashem. It's only a ray of the Shekhinah. Al kol shevach ma'isi yodecha, meaning that that is possible to have an understanding. I know the level of ziv hanimshach min ha-mitzvahs, the ray that comes from mitzvahs, shenikra ma'isi yodecha shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning like this. He's saying that Gan Eden, the pleasure of Gan Eden, the pleasure of Gan Eden is coming through the mitzvahs that we do. But that mitzvah is only revealing the ray of the Shekhinah. In reality, the mitzvah is much, much greater than the ray. That's why in this world, we get the essence of the mitzvah. In Gan Eden, we only get the ray of the mitzvah, the ray of the Shekhinah. No, because only in this world, which is physical, is connected to the essence of God, and I'm not getting into that. We spoke about that many times already. Gashmius is closer to God, the essence of God, than Ruchnius. And he said, Kibisarus Lasata became a mitzvah slamata. By doing mitzvahs down here, Isarus Adalel, because Hashem to do the mitzvah. Meaning like this. Like the kids say in the bar mitzvah, my mind. When we put on tefillin down here, Hashem puts on tefillin, right? Mashu mitzav alachem laseis hu eisa. Right? Magid dvarov liyakov chukov mishpat v'his mitzvahs he commands. So the Gemara says in Brachos, Hakadosh Baruch Hu maniach tefillin. Now, what? Yeah, not physical ones though. Okay. Now, what does it mean? Well, the Gemara says, our tefillin says, Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So our tefillin, praise Hashem. The Gemara says, tefillin demara alma maksibu. You can say this in the Bar Mitzvah Maimon. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy yachad ba'aretz. Who are like you, Yidden, this unique nation on earth? Meaning, now it's not stame, you know, okay, you're good, I know you're good. You know, it's not the Baba Meister fake praises over here. When he does Shema Yisrael Kena Vayacha, what do they think? That seven heavens and earth are Obatul Tashem. That's the Aveda Yisrusa de Lusato. What is Hashem's tefillin? Meaning, our putting on tefillin causes Hashem to put on tefillin? Yisrusa de Le'ela? That what? Umi Kamcha Yisrael, Goy Echad Baris, a nation that brings Echad down to earth. Meaning, our Yisrusa de Lusato, our Aveda down here, awakens Hashem to reveal godliness down here. It's Mida Keneged Mida. And that causes Hashem to be Reifichem, Varach Hashanim, Mechal Kochayim, Mechesed. So now, in other words, the Rebbe is saying not only does it work spiritually, it works physically also. If our chassidus brings down, it seems to be like a contradictory thing. It says, Magid Vorov LeYakov Chukim Mishpat LeYisrael, meaning Hashem commands us his mitzvahs. That means first he does it, and then he tells us to do it. Yeah? Yet we know that through this us putting on tefillin, that causes Hashem to put on tefillin. So which is the chicken, what is the egg? Is it first Hashem and then us? Is it us first and then Hashem? So you know the way Chassidus works. Both are right. There's an awakening from above, Vayikrel Meisha, that causes Adam Kiyakir. You know, that Hashem puts on tefillin. No, I mean, sorry. Hashem's putting on tefillin first causes us to put on tefillin. Then when we put on tefillin, we cause a greater Hamshach of Elokus, greater than the initial awakening from above. So it works both ways. And he says, "Umizan nimshach hazeh beganeid nesaneg al Hashem baskalosim vavsegosim bamshach hazu." And he said, "V'kama midei madrega zu lemaylem zu baskalos zu." And the different, various, infinite different levels of understanding causes kama midei tainu ganeidin. Until Yeshayesh Kama begin mine Gan Eden, there's infinite levels in Gan Eden, and the Alter Rebbe says Agam Shel Niske Besvarim Ra Gan Eden Atachten VeElyon. Even though Lachayre, there's only two levels of Gan Eden: lower Gan Eden, higher Gan Eden. Nevertheless, he says, Hari Amir Azal Tamidei Chachamim Ein La Menucha Shenemer Yelchu Mechayu Lachayu. So there, even though Lachayre, there's two levels of Gan Eden, higher and lower. But nevertheless, the Gemara says they have no rest because they're constantly going up in Gan Eden. That means in Gan Eden itself, generally speaking, there's two levels, higher Gan Eden, lower Gan Eden. But in details, there's infinite levels of Gan Eden. Why? Because everybody's understanding is different. Everybody's pleasure is different. Even a person who has pleasure in Elokus, yeah, so sometimes it could be one level of pleasure, and sometimes you can have a higher level of pleasure. It's different levels of pleasure. So therefore, thank you. Therefore, oh, you're such a good guy. Such a good guy. Let them think I compliment him. No. No, they don't want to look at you. I promise you.
For a moment, I can be famous.
Okay. There's the infinite levels.
Pleasure is important, very.
Yes.
Because of Hashem.
This is Hashem's pleasure. In other words, when we reveal Hashem's pleasure, that we do, like it says, Nachas Ruach Lefani, like it says by the sacrifices. Nachas Ruach Lefani is the good smell for Hashem by a carbon? That Hashem told us to do it and we do it. That means, what does a good smell mean? It's enjoyment. A good smell is enjoyment. Now, by Hashem, he doesn't have a nose that smells. So what's the concept of Reich Nichayach? So Chassidus explains, It means Hashem enjoys the fact that He tells us to do something and we do it. Not, God forbid, oh, I got another sucker to listen to me. You know what I mean? It means Hashem enjoys. It's like, you know, when parents have a kid and the kid has enjoyment, the parents enjoy it. You ever see when the parents are feeding a kid and the kid's really enjoying it? I think the parents enjoy it more than the kid does. Yeah? What does that mean? Why are you enjoying what the kid does? Because you're happy for their benefit. If they're enjoying it, then you enjoy it. Father, a parent enjoys it. Mothers more than fathers. Fathers don't feed the kids. But, okay, whatever. But, so Yav, when Hashem sees that we enjoy doing a mitzvah, Hashem has pleasure, shamarti v'naseh ratzeini, that the Jew realizes for his benefit, it's good to do mitzvahs. And that's Hashem's pleasure.
You see that the channel has been
opened. The channel has been opened. So that's Hashem's pleasure, which trickles down into the pleasure of Gan Eden, which causes the tzaddikim in Gan Eden, everybody in Gan Eden, to enjoy godliness.
If the Mishkan was built exactly the way God wanted it to, God
yes.
Draw pleasure out of it?
Yep. When a building is built based on what the architect designs, then the architect is happy.
Good example.
If he doesn't, if you don't build the building the way the architect says, what happens? He gets angry.
Very angry, especially in this
one. I know, that's no, only talking good today. Today's good day, Zion Adar, Meisha Rabbeinu. Hey, if you saw all your Meisha Rabbeinu, Gemara says, love Jews. Today's be nice day. To everybody.
If you were last year, you would have something greedy.
No, it's not. They have the second Adar.
There was a little bit of a
remnant. A little bit. In other words, they should have brought a cake, which they didn't.
Which they didn't.
They should have brought the l'chaim, which they did.
No, you said second order.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's why I used to bring it. Remember?
Great.
Yeah, you said second order.
Is when the birthday is.
Yeah.
But what the cake has to be dafke on, it can be both. It has to be machmet.
Yes.
No.
60 days last time.
What happened? 6 million will die. I know there is no answer.
What do you want me to do?